Hey, this is Sari, and you guys should check out All Things Transformers with Steve, Megatron, and TFG1 Mike. It's a cool show.
This is Optimus Prime, and you're listening to All Things Transformers.
Hello, and welcome to All Things Transformers. I'm your host, Steve Megatron, and joining me in this adventure into the Transformers fandom is TFG1 Mike.
Hello.
Hello. So, we're going to talk news tonight.
Yep.
Yep. Toys, comics.
Cartoons.
Yes.
Not a lot of video game stuff tonight,
well,
but...
I don't think there's really much going on there.
No, I don't think so either. I don't think so either.
I heard that there's some rumbling of a new game or something, but really nothing's been great since what's that company's name? They did the War for Cybertron trilogy.
High Moon Studios.
Yeah, nobody's done it good since then, and honestly, I don't care to play any of the games when they're not well developed like that.
Yeah, it just depends on how, what style you want the game in, it's the mechanics and all that and everything else. But yeah, not a lot of Transformers gaming news lately. I guess we should start with the reveals of Blaster with Eject Pipes and whoever the hell Slammer is. I have no idea who that character is.
I've never heard of Slammer. Obviously he's a tank, but it looks like they just recycled parts of Megatron and mixed him with somebody else. But Pipes is basically Huffer.
I mean, yeah.
With huge cannons on both arms. And then really the only draw out of this little collection here is Blaster with Eject.
I mean, I like Pipes. I Pipes didn't have a hell of a lot to do in the G1 cartoon, but I did like the few times he did show up. And I mean, he showed up more than Huffer, so he deserves, kingdom treatment, I guess. But yes, Blaster with Eject. Eject looks kind of toxic. Like his cassette mode, it's like a weird glowing blue melted piece of plastic in the one image with the transformation.
I feel like they were going for like this cool vibe thing with it to be like a translucent cassette. My only gripe with that is out of the Kingdom figure, War for Cybertron figures that I do have that have translucent plastic, they all shatter at the joints.
Yeah.
And so honestly, it's still that same issue that Hasbro's been dealing with for the past 30 years. With like Beast Wars and various other series, the translucent plastic and the brittle plastic, which somebody brought that up, the Cheetor figure for War for Cybertron, the Netflix and the regular one, have the gold plastic syndrome issue because they're so brittle and so thin that it snaps at the joint where the head is supposed to fold for transformation. And so somebody actually had to kit bash their figure. They used a type of super glue and reinforced the plastic, thickened it up, and then drilled new holes for the pin to go in. And they said that it transforms so much smoother now that they thickened up the plastic in there. And there was really no reason to not have more plastic on it. They just cheaped out on it.
Yeah,
but you would think they would learn about this stuff. No, they just push out bad quality product just for the sake of having it.
I'm going to have to zoom in on the robot mode, but I have zoomed in right now. The transformed image of Blaster and Eject where they're in the cassette and cassette deck mode. And I'm looking at this cassette alt mode, and the blue, it looks like he's a, it looks like the bottom part of his torso and where his legs are going to, you know, be formed. He looks like a melted ice sculpture, and it just looks wrong to me. I'm not a Hasbro engineer. I don't know. I have no clue what they,
I think they were going for the cool factor. I don't think it had anything to do with the fact that it does look like a cool figure, but in as far as the plastic type that they chose, I think that it, great idea, poor implementation.
Yeah. And I guess most of this, because I am now looking at the robot mode of it, and I guess most of it is so it can be blue translucent. But, like, for me, I would rather have, like, we know what Eject looks like. We know his colors, you know, the blue colors, the blue G1 colors. I would rather have a dark blue or whatever color he's really supposed to be, and then, like, try to work into the head sculpt light, you know, translucent blue light piping on the eyes or something, versus this ice cube mess. I don't know.
I don't either.
Blaster himself, though, looks amazing.
He looks. Oh, yeah, totally amazing. Looks totally better than the original figure and captures all the details perfectly. And he's in scale with everyone else.
Yep.
Oh, absolutely. Great job. Hey, that one is tempting enough on its own.
Now.
I'm not.
Let's not go overboard.
Only doing beasts. I'm almost at the end of that rope.
Up next, we have Buzzworthy Cliff Jumper, which we knew that was going to happen, didn't we? I mean,
oh yeah, come that's on. it's a repaint. It's going to happen.
Yeah, I like the head sculpt. I like the coloring on him. I just wish they would have given him. So they give him these giant guns, and that's fine. Transformers have always had guns. You know, it's not that big of a deal. I don't know if it's maybe I just wish they would have done this with the pictures, but, like, I wish they would have done something with the giant gun in the bottom right-hand picture where he's in a pose of, I've got Megatron in my viewfinder, like, in, you know, kind of mimicking the episode, like, you know, he was this sniper guy kind of thing and whatever. But other than that, no, Buzzworthy Cliff Jumper does look awesome. Does look really cool. I will say, though, the supposed shield, I don't know. I assume it's supposed to be a shield. It's the like the sixth picture on the right down where he's got like his back windshield in his hand. It just looks weird. I don't know.
Well, and the funny thing is it's listed, if you look at it, it says Studio Series Transformers the Movie.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have that transformation as far as I can remember.
No.
and it's the Buzzworthy Studio Series 86. Like, it's really weird marketing.
Yeah, it really, really is. Because, I mean, let's face it, Cliff Jumper transforms maybe... Wait, where was he in the movie? Where the hell was Cliff Jumper?
With Jazz.
That's right.
Because Bumblebee and Spike were together, and it was Cliff Jumper.
Yep. I remember now. I should know this by like the back of my hand, but it's been a rough couple of months, folks. Yeah, he didn't really, like, he had one transformation at the end of the movie when they were blasting out of Unicron's eye. Yeah, when they were blasting out of Unicron's eye. And then there's the Core Class Hot Rod that's coming.
Yep, it's already been spotted in retail. I'm trying to figure out where, but it's been spotted in store already at this point. Like, I've on TFW, they have an updated photo of him in the case, and he has a sword, like an Energon sword, and he looks. If it weren't for the fact that they're Core Class, like, some of these look great in Core Class, and then other ones look terrible. he has so much kibble on his legs and holes for no reason other than the fact that they just did it, like the back of his head.
Yeah.
And he looks all right in both modes, but he looks better in car mode than he does in robot. I mean, I get what they're trying for. He's core class, so they're not going to put a ton of detail into it and in a lot of mechanics or anything. It's pretty much three colors. It's red, orange, and yellow.
Right.
But, and maybe a little bit of silver gray. But I don't know. It just looks poor on implementation. Like, if you're going to get Hot Rod, just get the Studio Series 86 yeah. figure and just be done with it. Because for $30, you can get a spot-on version of Hot Rod. This is not even a temptation for me. The 86 figure, that was a temptation.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it looks sweet. Like, the Rodimus looks for 80. And then you've got this one. And honestly, the 86 figure is probably the best rendition we've ever gotten.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. And then we switch over to animation. We have part one, The Immobilizers, and part two, The Perfect Decepticon. Season four of Cyberverse is now streaming. I remember we kind of talked about this, but I'm only bringing it up now because at some point we will do two new episodes of ATTF covering each of these, or we can do one covering both of them all together. But I did watch them. I don't remember right off the top of my head, but I did enjoy. Nothing in these like jumped out at me like, oh my god, why would they do that kind of, like, it wasn't bad. It was really, really good. So I did enjoy watching them. I remember when they were first coming out, we had mentioned them, and I had mentioned that, yeah, I watched the first one, but I hadn't seen the second one yet. And they region locked them. I don't know if they are still region locked, but I remember several of my Transformers friends who were in the UK like, why would they region lock these?
Yeah, I watched the first one, The Immobilizers. I haven't watched the other part yet.
I think they're on Netflix.
No, they're both on AllPark.com too.
Yeah, I know they're on the Transformers YouTube channel, but I'm thinking also, yeah, season four. Well, there is one of the two. The Immobilizers is on Netflix. The other one is not yet. It was supposed to be, but eventually it will be, I guess. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, season three is not on there, which is weird.
No. Well, I think that's because season three was... I even tweeted about that at the time when whatever. I don't understand. It's a weird... The Transformers stuff, ever since streaming was a thing, has always kind of like been in this weird rights thing. Like, Tubi TV has all of Beast Wars, all of
Beast... Well, it has all the old stuff.
Right, it has all the old stuff. Except for one, because they're split up. No. Well, maybe. I don't know. But
Rit is not on there.
Right. But for some odd reason, at first, Netflix had all three seasons of Transformers Prime. Now they only have season one, and you have to go to Tubi to see season two and three, which is really weird. I don't understand that at all. But it is what it is. Streaming rights be streaming rights, I guess. Up next, we've got the Transformers Devastation soundtrack is now available for streaming and digital download. I have listened to several of it. I have not listened to all of it all at once. And yes, the interview, hopefully, with Vince DiCola will be coming soon. Things in my life kind of are in upheaval, or they were when I was supposed to do that interview with him. And I just said to his management, I'm like, can we reschedule? Because, life. Ugh. But I have listened to it, and I've heard that, and I haven't played through the Devastation game, so I don't know.
I have. I love the game. It's awesome. I love the cel shading.
Yep.
I love the voice acting, because you get a lot of the old cast back.
Yep. I've seen and I've heard that most of the tracks on the soundtrack are like boss battles and main theme kind of things. And I've watched several playthroughs of it. I haven't watched like the whole game playthrough, but I've watched like the first I've watched the first few levels of it, and I was like, oh, okay, cool. So
it's fun. I enjoy it.
Yep.
I enjoy High Moon stuff better, but
yeah.
But again, this is good.
Yeah, it just depends. Yeah, it depends on the style.
Now, one game I wish that they would, or one series I wish that they would come back with, Beast Wars. We so need a good Beast Wars game. That first one from the 90s is terrible. The voice cast is not even the actual voice cast.
Right.
And then the game, like they're fighting some alien race that has nothing to do with the series. And like the Skrix or something, and it's the game, it's aged so badly. I remember I used to have it for download on PredaconEmpire.com years ago.
Yeah,
I had the ISO file, and then I had the hack that allowed them to not have to have a CD, and which you can just mount an ISO file and you can play it just fine. You could, there's a website you can actually play it online for free.
Oh wow, very cool. And
I remember playing that online with the MSN Gaming Zone. Anyways, I wish that we would get a Beast Wars game like we have with G1, but I guess only time will tell. And it'd be nice to get the old voice cast back that are all still, for the moment, among us.
Yes.
As they age.
Yes. Switching over to comics, the Transformers Shattered Glass miniseries will be traded in. It will be collected in trade paperback. It is currently available for pre-order on Amazon. It is set to release on July 26th of next year. I don't understand that, but okay, seeing as how the fifth issue is coming soon. Anyway, there's that. And then we have IDW's February 2022 solicits, and then additional cover art. So the the cover I had mentioned when we did issues 9 and 10 of the comic, when I'm like, oh, they have listings on Comixology for 11, 12, and 13. And I'm like, ooh, 13. I don't know if this is a final cover, but it's Rhinox, where he's transforming and he's got, you know, his chain guns of doom, and you see all the bullet casings flying everywhere. I love this cover.
Well, Rhinox is cool anyway.
Well, yes. Yep.
And he's more than a grunt. He's their chief scientist and techie outside of Rat Trap being a techie.
Yep.
So it's nice to see. Whenever he gets those out, you know, he's not afraid of combating people. I mean, for crying out loud, when the shields fell, he took on Rampage by himself.
Yep.
So
yeah.
I don't know. I would be very happy to see the series continue on no matter what happens with the property, whether, you know, because Hasbro, as we all know, is a big bag of crazy a lot of the time. And I say that in the kindest of words only because it seems like they can't stick to anything.
And again, like I mentioned when we did the tribute to the CEO who passed away, what's going to happen now that that guy is not in charge, like is not the CEO anymore? Like, you know, what the next CEO, whoever that's going to be, what are their ideas going to be for the brand going forward, specifically to Transformers?
Now, I think Hasbro will, you know, depending on whatever they decide and whatever the ideas are, give them a fair shake since they've had the brand for so long. However, we have seen them pull the plug and move to various, you know, places. They've, you know, they got burned with Dreamwave. They had it on Marvel for quite some time. I don't see them going partnering with Marvel. They've done more of a Cartoon Network, Nickelodeon. Well,
I was talking about the toys, not the comics, but yes, huge rumor. We don't know. We have not seen any concrete news stories, but I do know that, sadly, I believe IDW is losing the license
for G.I. Joe and Transformers.
Well, they've already lost the license for Marvel and Star Wars, so...
Yeah, which, that's a huge blow. I'm surprised that... I mean, Dark Horse is, funny enough, getting back Star Wars for at least the larger stuff or the kid stuff.
Yeah.
I think Marvel's going to end up with it again.
Maybe, and who
because,
knows?
Well, it would make sense because Disney owns Marvel.
True.
Keep it all in-house. It's a lot easier to control. And sure. Then they don't have to lease it out to someone else. They get to make the property what they want. But that's the only thing that scares me with the Transformers, because you do have ongoing storylines right now, which could never be resolved, or it may take 20 years for them to get resolved, like Marvel did when Marvel went, you know, with issue 80 and then just kind of disappeared. The brand, and then you just didn't have anything until Dreamwave took it over, and then and then finally with IDW you get the Regeneration 1 kind of grand finale of the franchise, which I haven't caught up on any of it. Like, I've read the Regeneration 1 stuff, which is pretty good, and it felt very in line with what came out. However, I was a little I haven't had a chance to read any of the stuff that takes place after the issue 100 when they like kind of rebooted it.
Yeah.
And I'll be sad if the Beast Wars one gets shut down, because this is the first time we've managed to get a series, even though Dreamwave kind of teased it and then IDW finally. I mean, we've had two. This is the third series with Beast Wars involved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. Hopefully Beast Wars will get its chance to shine, which it is shining currently. Here's hoping if the thing does leave IDW and it goes somewhere else, they will continue it. Or, you know, I don't know.
If it gets rebooted, it gets rebooted. I mean, there's really nothing
we can do about it. Yeah, there's nothing we can do about it. But, I mean, it just... It's really sad to me that IDW is in the state that they are in, because they have been...
Well, I think
it's hemorrhaging money for months upon months upon months.
I think that it's multiple factors. I think one, COVID kind of screwed the pooch on everything.
Yep.
And two, people just don't go to comic shops as much as they used to. People don't go. I mean, you used to have the subscription plans. Like, you remember those back in the day when your parent would subscribe and then you'd have the comics mailed to your house.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember those days, and actually I enjoyed them because they came to me. I didn't have to go out and get them. But then there's the fact that you have people that will rush out and get certain issues, or they'll run out, or they won't order enough, or, you know, just comic shops closing down in general.
Yeah.
The price of comics, and I'm not saying these guys shouldn't get paid. I realize that you're playing a slippery slope every time you publish one of these, because you got to make sure that the establishment gets paid. You got to make sure that, you know, the artists, the writers, the pencilers, you know, all of these different departments get paid. And so you have to increase the price, but that's also a double-edged sword, because then people are like, well, do I need to eat this month? Do I need this, or do I need the comic? You know, and it's like, well, I'll pass on the comic. And, you know, whether that's fair or not, it's kind of sad. But, and then the other thing that kind of boils down to it, it's, I think people are just kind of tired of some of the storytelling and some of the art. Like, people are just kind of like, you know, I'm ready for something different.
It depends on what it is, whether it's Transformers or whatever. But for me, it depends on what it is. It depends on if I'm hooked on the story or not. And I know, and I'm not going to make, like, I don't mind going through it. But you and I were struggling with IDW, the new Transformers universe, when we covered volumes 1, 2, and 3.
Once they rebooted.
That's what I'm saying. IDW volumes 1, 2, and 3 of the new universe that they now have. you and I were struggling during those podcast recordings and editings and whatever. So if I do any more of that, I'll probably find somebody else to see if there's any, because I don't know.
I mean, I'll read them with you, like, for the sake of reading them, just so I can compare them. But I think in the future it might merit going back and reading some of the Marvel stuff and reading some of the Dreamwave stuff, and then just kind of making a comparison of the different rights holders to the franchise and seeing, you know, what we liked about each one and what we disliked about each one, and kind of seeing if we can kind of come up with that, you know, that middle ground of what we think could make the perfect, in essence, quote unquote, perfect version of, you know, someone holding the rights.
Yeah. The sad thing is that the Dreamwave stuff is not available digitally, as far as I know. No,
don't say that.
No. I know you have your ways and whatever.
No. I'm saying them all digitally, but that's
I understand that you do, and that's fine. And I'm not trying to get into all that. I'm just saying, if you search on Comixology, because Comixology is still a thing, even though they're not supposed to be soon or something or whatever the hell's
Amazonology.
Yeah, whatever. But, like, I just searched for Dreamwave Studios on Comixology.com. The only thing they have is Daredevil 2099 and Black Panther 2099 that's available for digital on Comixology. Now, I don't know if they're elsewhere. Like you said, you have them, and that's fine. That's great, and I don't mind.
There's also a comics website that has a bunch of free comics.
Yeah.
That it actually has, like, everything under the sun on it for free. Hmm. And, again, not saying that you shouldn't buy the comics if you enjoy them.
Yeah.
But the if you can't physically find them anymore, that's a little bit different story.
That's like
the olden days of, you know, like software of, you know, games that were on floppy, and it's like, well, I can't find this DOS game anymore.
Yep. Anything else we need to bring up?
Well, I was going to bring up the fact that we also have, with the rights thing, there's that rumor that Skybound, the company that does The Walking Dead, is interested. And I guess Robert Kirkman is a huge Transformers fan of the toy brand, and said that it's a possibility that he's gotten involved with chasing the rights, but there's no...
there's no concrete evidence. There's no.
You're saying whoever gets the rights wouldn't get it until 2023.
Oh, okay. Well, then.
So it sounds like new books would not be expected to hit shelves until 2023. Whoever got the deal.
Yeah. So I mean, IDW is going to probably then keep doing what they're doing with it.
They'll probably finish it off proper.
Yeah.
And just ta-da, we're done.
Yeah. So it's, you know. So that's fine. And right now, really, honestly, I'm only really reading the Beast Wars comic from IDW. I am not reading the main series right now. So as long as we keep getting Beast Wars comics, you know, that's fine by me.
That's the only ones I seem to be interested in, though. But I think it's because they're taking the mythos that we know and love and reinventing it.
Yeah.
They're not trying to play the same. I mean, you could say the same for War for Cybertron Kingdom, you know, trying to do that, except that was just like, it was just terrible as far as the trying to reinvent it, like how they went about it. It felt unearned, whereas this it's earned, and it's changing key elements that made the characters who they were in the show and giving them kind of a new spin on the same dynamic, whether it be like Dinobot and his traitoring or... You know, just things like that. So yeah. I enjoyed that. Now, the only other thing I have is the sightings of the figures.
Okay.
Wave, the final wave of it is out with, like, Tigatron. I happen to see one in the wild about middle of last week, actually. It was quite funny because I... one morning had this inkling, you know, I should probably go to Walmart. And I walk in there and I'm not expecting to see anything. I'd been all over the place. I'd called. I it granted, when I was looking for other things too when I went in. Otherwise, I would not have gone in the store. But
I
went in, I checked, and then lo and behold, were two Tigatrons. And I was like, okay, this is great. And I bought them both. And I took a photo for the Discord channel with AllSpark, and I was like, hey, they're in Colorado now. And then I opened one of them, and the other one is going to be for my kid, probably sometime after Christmas, because they've been bad. They don't get toys for Christmas. So I have the reissue Optimus Primal for my youngest,
mm-hmm.
who wants that. And I said, oh, everything that's old is new again, because I had that figure.
Mm-hmm.
I said, the only difference is it's got a dark face instead of the light blue.
Right.
And in robots. So it's awesome in that regard. But yeah, they're both excited for it. I got it in my cabinet at work. I just haven't brought them home, but mm-hmm. So pretty much I got the whole season one cast. I just need, I think, Terrorsaur and Inferno to make my season one Predacon side. And that'll be awesome. But they're reissuing Tigatron and Scorponok in stores right now, too. They're starting to show up. Which is very cool. I like the fact that the Tigatron is showing up in stores, because I'd never seen one of the original ones in the store when I was a kid.
Right.
But yeah, the photos that they show, they're showing right next to the core Hot Rod and the reissue Scorponok, and yeah, so lots of cool stuff coming out.
Very cool. Very cool. Coming up next on All Things Transformers, haven't figured out how we're doing this or what we're doing with it, but you're going to get 6 weeks of movies, folks. I don't know how.
My eyes!
We're starting in continuity order, so we are starting with Bumblebee.
Oh, so we start with the best one and work our way down.
Yeah.
It gets progressively worse as we go.
Yes, pretty much. So we're going to start with Bumblebee. We'll go through the first film, the second film, Dark of the Moon, Age of Extinction, and then The Last Knight. And then after that, we will probably do either two episodes for the Cyberverse movies, or we'll do one episode with both movies in them. So yeah, that's the plans that I have, at least here on All Things Transformers, at least until newer news or more interesting news comes out, because it's the middle of December, folks. It's the holidays. I do know TFCon Toronto just happened this past weekend, so that happened. I don't think anything major came out of it as far as news or anything like that, or else Proto Man would have said something to me or on his YouTube channel and things like that. But, yeah, I mean, you know, we hope everyone has a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays and whatever you choose to celebrate and all that. And coming up next is Movie Talk.
Yes. Unfortunately for you.
Oh god. All right, so we're gonna get the heck out of here. We will catch you next time here on All Things Transformers.
Yeah. I wish to speak to my lawyer.